This is Gemara B'Mitzia Daf Mem Zayin. We pick it up on the bottom of Mem Vav Amid Beis. We're in the middle of the sugya of whether a matbeya can be the vehicle for chalipin, particularly two halves of the story. Number one, can the matbeya, can the coin, as we said, be the vehicle? Like the sudar, like the handkerchief, I give it to you, and through that, you are kind of something else. Can the matbeya be that item? And then number two, which we started talking about, is what is the status of the matbeya being kind of with chalipin? And a byproduct of these discussions is, what are kinyanim of kesef? Midaraisa, midrabanan, machlokes Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, which we're eventually going to get back to. So says the Gemara on the last line of Menvav Amud Beis, Amar Rabba Amar Ravuna, teaches Rabba the name Ravuna the following din, which at the onset will seem to have nothing to do with our discussion, but in a few moments this will come full circle and be within the context of whether the matbeah nasa chalipin or not. So says Rabba Amar Ravuna Machar Li Be'elu Kana. If I'm holding a pile of coins and I say to you, sell me that item Be'ela for these, whatever's in my hand, and you go and you take the coins from my hand, the halacha is Kana, I am Kaina the item from you. And as we turn over to Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, and there is a din of Aina'am, the din of overcharging if the price is too high. Says and explains the Gemara on the top line of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, Kana, there's a kinyan, aval gav delay mashach, even though you did not do a meshicha on the item. Because since he wasn't makbid, how many coins were in my hand? Therefore, the Gemara thinks that is the impetus, that is the reason that there will be a kinyan by taking the coins. Why? As we can anticipate, it's like chalipin, you take the coins, is akin to taking a handkerchief, a pen, any item, and thereby the other item is kaina. No, why? He said to sell with these. That is the din of Rabba Amar Ravuna. Rabba Amar Ravuna, Machali Be'ila Kana, he agrees is a Kenyan, but Vein Lo Lavana. So explains the Gemara, Pshita Damin Vein Makbid Aleihem, in a scenario of cash, money, Damin Vein Makbid, and he's not Makbid, how much? Chokamrina de Kani. We're saying that there's a kinyan because it's like chalipin. Chalipin who makbid aleihem. What is the din in the reverse? You utilize the coins as chalipin, but you are makbid. How many coins are given? Which, of course, as we all can anticipate, is basically our shaila, because you're using the coin and you're makbid. So Amar Ravada Baravo Toshim, let's bring her out. Hare Shayotayface Parasai Vaimate. So he's holding his cow in the shuk and he says, Ubachaveirai Vamar Lai Paras Chalama. Why are you sitting here with your cow? And he responds, you know why? Lichamar I need tzarech, because I need a donkey. So the guy says, ah, you have a cow and you need a donkey. Guess what? Yeshalichamar Shani Naisin Lichabi Parasecha Mikama. I have a donkey that I'll give to you. How much for your cow? Bekach lekach, he responds. And he says, well, chama orcha bekama. Bekach lekach. Moshach bal chamar es avara. If the donkey guy, in our case, which was myself, does a kinyan on the bara, the halacha is, and guess what? V'layis big bal habara limshach. Unfortunately, the bal habara was not able to do a kinyan, limshach as a chamar, to do the meshicha, to draw the donkey. Ad shamiz a chamar, loy kona bal chamar zabar. There's no kinyan. So from here, the Gemara wants to prove, why is there no kinyan? Shema amina. What do we see from here? chalipin u'makbid aleihem loy kano. Over here, because he was makbid on the money, he asked, how much of your cow and how much of the for the donkey, how much of the chamar? So suggests the Gemara, because it's a case of chalipin, that you're, yes, makbid on them. I apologize that our page just shrunk drastically. Apologies, we're having minor technical difficulties to get the page back up and running. But says the Gemara, for the fact that he was a makbid on the money, what does that show us? And we see chalipin u'makbid aleihem, because the fact that there is not a kinyan, even though a meshicha was done, says the Gemara, that's the proof that loy kana. Says the Gemara, it's a proof that there's not a kinyan. End of words of the braces. So again, for the fact that when they swapped the cow for the donkey, they were particular as to the value of each, the Gemara wants to prove that there is not clearly a kinyan in the case of Dominu Makbid Aleim, and you want to utilize it in the mannerism of Chalipin, it does not work. Amar Rava, Rava responds, what are you talking about? Adu Chalipin v'shoftani askinan deloy kabti. Are you telling me that the case of Chalipin is fools, that they don't care as to the price value? That's ridiculous. Rather, says Rava Ella, kol Chalipin makbid kabti. And yet, Vikani, says Rava, almost misvara, there's no way to say what you're saying. You have to say that they're makbid on the money, and yet there's a kinyan. So what's going on in our case? Says the Gemara, Ve'acha, b'may askinan, what are we dealing with? Amr l'chamar b'bara utle. Says Rav, we got to switch up the case. The case was he's swapping the chamar, not straight for the para, but for the para and the lamb. U'mashach is a para, v'adayim u'mashach is a tle. It's not like we thought that he did a mashiach on the para, and he didn't do a mashiach on the chamar. No, he did a mashiach on the para, and he didn't do a mashiach on the second item. Deloyave mashiach amalia, and that's the reason why there is no kinyan, but there is no raya. From here, says the Gemara, to our shayla, which was what, if you do a chalipin on matbea, will it work or not? Amar Mar, says the Gemara, okay, let's dive a little bit deeper into the case of Rav Huna. Machali be'ilakana, v'yesh lai alavana. What should we see from here? Suggest the Gemara, lema sabar Rav Huna matbea v'naze chalipin. Seemingly, what would the raya be? It sounds like you're utilizing the coins as the vehicle for chalipin, and we said kana. So suggest the Gemara, we see clearly you have a kinyan via chalipin of cash. Meaning, we started off wanting to say that we could bring a raya, whether you need to actually care about the value. The Gemara, prove that doesn't work. Says the Gemara, what must we be talking about? A different raya. You're makbid, you're not makbid, that's not the shmuz. But says the Gemara, we see clearly, matveh nas chalipin according to Rav Huna. Says the Gemara, loy Rav Huna savla krav yechran. And this is where it comes full circle, bringing us back to the etzim kinyanim. Damar, what does Rav Yechon hold? Varatera ma'is kanois. Midaraisa, cash is a kinyan. But rather, midrabanam, ne'mal mur mashicha kaina. What do you mean, mashicha? Xeshim yamal nisu chutecha be'aliyah. And therefore, says the Gemara, we're going within the opinion of Rav Yechon that mashicha is only a derabanan. But when was this derabanan made? Milsa dishchicha gazu barabanan. Whereas milsa deloy shchicha, for example, in our case in which he's taking gemachar loy be'elu, he's taking a random assortment of coins loy gazu barabanan, there would be no gezira to necessitate mishicha. Amar leimar Rav Huna, Mar Huna b'reid Rav Nachla Rav Ashi aton achim asnitala. Anon hachi matnitna. That's how we learn that what chinam Rav Huna ein matveya nas chalipin. That we learn straight from Rav Huna that the coins are not a chalipin. Meaning you learned that there was a havamina with a teretz, We learned straight that it does not work. So now says the Gemara, let's go fundamental. How do you do chalipin? Bimai konin. 12 lines in the wide lines. The first four lines is matbeya. With what do you affect a kini chalipin? Rav Amar. You know what you do it with? Bekelev shel koine. Utilize the utensils of the one that is acquiring the item. For example, if I am acquiring your watch, how do I make a kinyan on it? If I pick up your handkerchief, excuse me, if you pick up my handkerchief, I'm the kinyan, I'm the one making the kinyan. If you pick up my handkerchief, then I am happy for you to have a kinyan on my handkerchief, kiechi, so that. Whereas Levi Amar Bekelev shall make a kinyan later in the Gaman, as we will see. So Machlek is rather than Levi, whether it's the kinyan of the acquirer or he that is giving it away. Amar le Ravuna b'tisikra le Rava ule Levi da Amar b'kelev shalmak. Says Ravuna, according to Levi, that says you're utilizing the kelev of he that's giving it away. Haka kani ara agav glima. Comes out, according to Levi, if I am giving you my watch, so I take my item and you make a kinyan on that and thereby you acquire my watch. Well, let's say I'm giving you my piece of land. So how do you make a kinyan on that? Again, you take my sudr, you take my handkerchief, you pick it up, you make a kinyan on the sudr, and via that, you also kinyan of the karka. So says the Gemara, what does it come out as? Imkain, havle nechasim sheyesh lemachrayis, v'niknim nechasim sheyin lemachrayis. The karka, the land, is being kinyan together with something sheyin lemachrayis, the handkerchief. What's the problem? We learned the opposite, nechasim sheyin lemachrayis. Like Metalton, it's nicknamed the Chazit Sheish Lemachrayis. So Kasha on Levi, Amar Lei, Yavi Levi, Alchav, Mabek Labach, Bulsa, Denura, he would shoot out sparks of fire. Misavris, Kalima, Magnile, but he had no to come in Kabul, we make Amru Magnile. Fundamentally, says the Gemara, Sudar is not, Chalibin is not, they're actually kind of the item. It's with the Hana. That you took the item, then there's a Gemira's Das, you could be kind of the other item, and that is the reason why it will work, even according to Levi, with the Caleb of the Makne. Continues the Gemara, Kitanai, that this Machlek is rather than Levi, whom do you utilize the Caleb of the Lokeh, like the Kaina, the king of the Makne? It's Machlek is Tanayim. Says that the Apostle in the first white line, does Lifnim be Yisrael al Gulav al Tzvarim the Kayim. Call divar davar shalom na alive in us the radio, and we dashed gula zumachira v'chenu amir leigaloisa tamura zuchalib v'chenu amir leichlen v'leyamir leisai lekayim call davar shalom vishna alive in us the radio minas on the mei boyas nas on the goyel tanikama was Rav Yehuda amir goyel nas on the boyas. So suggest the Gemara that the same machlekes tanikama and Rav Yehuda is going to be the machlekes Rav and Levi. And with that, we continue on the fifth wide line. The first wooden line is Tana. Let's delve a bit deeper into the item utilized for the kinyan of Chalip and of Sodar. You can utilize a utensil that's not worth a Shava Bruta for a kinyan Chalip. And on that, comment from Nachman, Amar Rav Nachman, Laishanu. Elo bikli, it has to be a kli. Aval bibeiri. But if you're trying to do a kinyan chalipin with produce, with merchandise, loy, that will not work. That is the opinion of Rav Nachman. Rav Sheish is Amar Avilu bibeiri. It's my time. Rav Nachman, urge Rav Nachman to hold. No, that has to be a keli and not peiri. Amar ka naaloi naal in midachrin aloi. It has to be a naal. Can't be a peiri. My time. Rav Sheish is Amar ka lekayim kol davar. The Rav Nachman Ami Yoksev the Kain called Davar. So the classical Gemara case of ping pong. Gemara throws the ball back. He says, according to Rav Nachman, what are you going to do with the Basik? Explains the Gemara, who the Kain called Davar, the nickname Bimino. Rosheish is Nami Yoksev Naloi, Melchar Rosheish is Naloi, Davar Amasim, Avkol Davar Amasim, Lafuke, Chati Rimel, Chati Egois, De Loi. That is the Machlaikas as to how to make the Kenyan Rav Sheish. Omar Rav Sheish is Bered Rav Idi. Says Rav Sheishas, the name Rav Idi, let's go a little bit deeper into the precise methodology into this. Kenyan, Kaman, Kasina, Inna, Bimana, Dekasher, Lemekana, Bimana. Whom the opinion do we write? Bimana, Dekasher, with a utensil that is suitable, Lemekanya, Bay, to acquire with it. So be mono with you utensil. It's showing clearly now that Rav Sheish that says you can make a kidney with pay rice. We're saying no. The be mono with a keli de kosher. What does it mean with an item that is suitable for the kinyan? Lafukei midishmul. There comes a teacher, not like Shmuel Damar. Shmuel says, Kainim bimaruka. You could even use meruka in order to affect a kinyan. What is this meruka? The Tabrashi says, it's a kli also migloli bakar. Meruka is an item that's made, a utensil that's made out of glolim of the cow dung. Lemekanye, what does that mean to make a kinyan with? Lafuge midalevi that comes to teach us, not like the opinion of Levi that says, Damar. Bekilov shel magne, kamashal lemekanye, veloy kinuye le. So kamashalon to acquire and not to transfer. Bey with it. Rabbabar lemute matbeya, Rav Zvid vitim Ravashi amar lemute isure hano. Comes to say now with isure hano. You can diamri another lashain. Bey amar Rabbabar lemute matbeya, tekosher amar Rav Zvid vitim Ravashi. Lemute isra'ano, aval mayrika loy itzrich. But we don't need a pasuk to come to exclude the mayrika. So that really wraps up the previous discussion, which is with what we make the kinyan sudr. Just to put everything into context, this whole discussion began trying to figure out whether the matabeya can be the item to make the kinyan. The Gemara segued from that to figure out, okay, matveya, yeah, matveya, no. What is the classical chalipin? Is it items of the lokeya, the koina or the makna? Continues the Gemara. So the Gemara wanted to say that the machlekes Rav and Levi was in reality the machlekes Tanayim that we just quoted. Says the Gemara, let's come all the way back to our original Mishnah, eight lines down, Memzayin Amidbeiz, Asimon. We said in the Mishnah that an Asimon could be utilized to make a kinyan on a matbeya. The opposite, is that backwards? The Asimon, well, it wasn't backwards, let's just explain. The Asimon, if you do Mashiach on the Asimon, your kona, you have to pay the matbeya. Says the Gemara, my Asimon, what is this item? I'm a Rav. Mois anisnis b'simun lebis amerchatz. Says money that is given as a simon in the bathhouse. Meisvei asked the Gemara, ein mechalin meiser sheni alasimoin. You cannot be mechalel meiser sheni. You cannot transfer the kedusha of peiros meiser sheni onto an asimon. We don't know what that is. But the Braisa continues and says, you know what else you can't transfer the Kedusha onto? V'loy al mois hanitnois b'simin levis amerchatz. And not on monies, coins that is given as a simin. So clearly we see one thing. We don't know what an asimoin is. Yeah, but we know what it's not. Michlal d'asimoin is clearly la mois hanitz b'simin levis amerchatz. And attempts the Gemara to say, one second, V'chitim, I know you're going to tell me. You're going to give me the classical Parushika Mefaresh. V'chitim, Parushika Mefaresh, that we're explaining. V'aloi Tana Achi. But we didn't learn this. V'chalan Maisa Sheni Alasimain, Divri Rebbe. Divri Rebbe Dice, excuse me. V'cham Emrim Ein V'chalan. So they argue about being mechalel ma'isasheni onto this thing called an asimon. But guess what? Says the Bryce explicitly. The Shavin, they unanimously agree. Shein mechalel al ma'is aninus b'simon lebeis amerechatz. So clearly the ma'is, the money that's given as a simon, the tokens that's given in the beis amerechatz, is not an asimon. El amar av yoichanan my asimon, says the Gemara. What is it? It's a pulsa. Vaz Rav Yechla Tameid, Rav Yechla, Rav Deis, Rav Yishmael, Rav Deis, Rav Echad, Rav Deis, Rav Demar, Rav Yishmael, Yid, Tanya, Sarit, Dekaz, Biyad, Chil, Rabbis, Kol Dover, Anitz, Rav Yad, Rav Yishmael, Rav Kiva, Rav Yishmael, Rabbis, Kol Dover, Sheyish, Alav, Tzura. So says the Gemara, it's a coin that doesn't have a Tzura, which in English we would call an unminted coin. We would call something that's not yet finished, as it doesn't have that Tzura imprinted on it yet. That's what an asimon is. Continues the Gemara, we're smack in the middle of the Amid, the two dots. Kate San Mashchemenu Pei Roisel Nasalai Mois. Eino Yachol Achzer Boi. So now says the Gemara, let's dive into the discussion of what effects a kinyan, midaraisa, midi rabbonon. Omar Rav Yochanan says Rav Yochanan Dvar Taira, Ma'is Kais. Kais. Really, says Rav Yochanan, you pay cash, it's a full fledged kinyan. So we know you have to do a meshicha. Says the Gemara, Neema Omru, why do we say Meshicha? Kaina Gzira to decree. Shevelen Yitzchuk Decha Ba'aliyah. Says the Gemara, Saif Saif, Mandeshada, Delega, Ba'il Shlume, who cares? You want to make a decree that he should watch the item. Why? At the end of the day, the person that made the fire, he should have to pay. So what's the difference if he wasn't careful to guard the item from the fire? Says he may know what it is. Alexeira, it's a decree, Shematibol Deleika, but Oines. That maybe there'll be an Oines, meaning, and therefore he's not going to have to pay. If we consider in his Rishos, then Mosanav Sheitarachu Matzah will be careful and he'll save the item. V'loi Loimanasar Nav Sheitarachu Matzah. That is the opinion of Rav Yechon. Reish Lakish Amar, no, midaraisa, that's not Mois. Rather, midaraisa, it's Meshicha. Midaraisa, Meshicha, Mefureshes, Minatoira. My time with the Reish Lakish Amar, Kravachesim, Gromim, Kulai, Visecho, Ekonomi, Adam, Isecho. Tarshid, Reish Lakish, Dover, Anigdom, Yad, Liad. Ay, Rav Yechon Amar, Miad, what does he do with the Apostle? Mutikar, good last way, I know. Tarti Gamar Minei. That's how Rish Lakish responds to Rav Yechon's pasuk. Rav Yechon responds to Rish Lakish's pasuk, and that is the root machlokes, a fundamental machlokes, which literally has ramifications in day-to-day life all over. How do you make a kinyan? Rav Yechon says cash. Rish Lakish says Meshicha, and how they learn out the ensuing psukim. Asks the Gemara on Reish Lakish that says that Meshicha is the methodology for a Kenyan Midaraisa. Asks the Gemara Tanan in the first white line, Rav Shemina Oimer, Kol Shakesev Yada Yada, whoever has the money gets the upper hand. The seller could back out and not the buyer. So asks the Gemara, if you're going to tell me that cash is a kinyan midaraisa, like Rav Yochanan says, it makes sense. If you're going to tell me that cash is not a kinyan, then Lekeach should also be able to back out. Says Reish Lakish, I'm the Reish Lakish. What, you're asking for Rav Shimon? I'll leave the Rav Shimon like Kamina. I don't hold the Rav Shimon. Kamina, Aliba, Dira, Banan. I will wrap it up with one more Kasha on Rav Yochanan. Flipping the tables. Bishlamal Reish Lakish says the Gemara. Reish Lakish, you hold Meshicha as the Kinim of the Raisa. Makes sense. I know the Kamin Rav Shimon, the Rabban. That's good for the aforementioned Machlaikas. Al Rav Yochanan, my Kamin Rav Shimon, the Rabbanan, Ikabinayu. Dear Rav Chista, what's Rav Chista? Five lines from the bottom. Damer Rav Chista, ki derech she'etiknu meshicha b'moichrin. Just like they were metakein, they made a dinder abonon that pulling an item is a kinyan. When you sell an item, kach niknu b'shicha b'le kuchais. Says the Gemara Rav Shimon, last later Rav Chista, rabbanon, is later Rav Chista. We'll stop over here. We'll pick it up with another kashan, Reish Lakish, psiyata d'shmayon.